Also, while you guys have a few minutes, if you have a phone, feel free to subscribe to our show on iTunes. We have 47 episodes up on iTunes. 46. I'm a liar. But Jesse Jones, who was on our last show, he's on almost every show. So you'll get the, yeah, it's he's a good person. He's a good person deep down. Way deep down. He's kind of an asshole on the surface. But if you he is cool about it. Yeah, he's like, I'm a dick, whatever. Alright guys, here we are.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
You guys.
In a show called Stab.
Woo! Welcome to Stab, our second show here at Lost Weekend Video in San Francisco, California. You guys ready to meet your contestants? Let's welcome to stage Jesse Jones first here in the number three. And then we're going to have George Chen in the middle. George Chen. And then sitting right next to me, we got Walker Glenn. Walker Glenn. Hello, gentle people. Welcome. Walker Glenn, how are you?
Good. How are you, Captain Stabbin'?
That is a porn site.
Yep, I was real excited to say it.
I really wish that I didn't know that. That's an old porn
He has site. Anal sex with women and then kicks them off his boat.
On a boat. Right?
Yeah,
yes,
it's pretty dope.
That's what you do. Yeah, Walker Glenn, thank you for being here.
Got
Walker,
off to a good start.
Glenn Walker Glenn, thank you. I can't say your name, not fully. It's good. You took the show on less than 12 hours notice.
Yes. So, unusual for me.
Yes. Thank you very much for stepping in.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Walker Glenn, I don't know if you knew this, related to Wilson Phillips, the whole band. He's related to mm-hmm. all three of mm-hmm. them at once.
Yep.
Which, were there any sisters in that band? There were two sisters? And then...
Yeah, I would know, but I want George to talk about it because he...
Carney.
Yeah.
Carney.
The other one. The...
Phillip.
And then Skinny
then,
Carney.
Then Skinny Carney, yeah. Wendy.
Wendy.
I think.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. Walker Glenn. I love your name.
Thanks, man.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I got locked out of my Twitter account. I forgot the password. I got to start a new one. You know what? At I'm Walker here. I'm pretty sure it's untaken. I'll go register it tonight.
Okay. Someone's going to do that guy in the back. He's like, I'm Walker here. Fuck this guy. $20. I just made $20. Thank you, Walker, for coming to the show.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Next, in the middle here, this man actually facilitated us to bring the show here. Mr. George Chen.
Hi.
George Chen.
Not as good a name as Walker. Not nearly as good as Walker.
George Chen, you run other shows here at Lost Weekend
Video.
Yeah,
every Saturday night, the Cinecave Showcase. First Fridays, me and Aviva run a show called Talkies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's fun times.
This is very incestuous.
Here in the cave.
Great. This is a great venue and in a city that has earthquakes, so I feel very safe right here.
Watch out for the bricks.
Yeah, this is George. I don't know if you guys knew this about George. George once drove me crazy. He drove me crazy.
The Fine Young Cannibal song.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's about you.
Yeah, exactly. it was a gift of insanity.
That's all it was about.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You're right. I'm amiss. Remiss. I'm amiss. Remiss. And,
see, crazy guys.
Thank you. All right.
Lost it.
George Chen, do you have something you want to plug other than your show? Do you like a social media presence? I hear it's important.
Oh yeah, my Twitter account, I guess, George the Chen.
George the Chen.
Yeah, there's so many George Chens, I couldn't even get one of
what?
The. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Okay.
China, you know.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
There is
I
a
know.
Lot.
That's how I wake up every morning. I'm like China.
China, Chia. That's like, yeah. That's a callback to the other show.
Right.
Listen to the last episode. Okay.
That's for. Thank you, George, for being here. And down at the end, we've got a guy named Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones, how are
hey.
You? Jesse Jones.
I'm all right.
Jesse Jones, he is the opposite of electricity. I don't know if you know that. That's what.
Cut that shit off.
He is. You're great.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
I'm proving that I'm the opposite of like
you're really great. Jesse Jones, welcome to your 50th episode in a row, I think. If you guys here, in Sacramento.
That's not accurate.
If you're in Sacramento Wednesday, we're doing our 49th and 50th episodes. There'll be a cake there.
Oh, I didn't know about
the
cake.
Now I have to buy a cake.
Yeah,
I just prove. Yeah, I just, fuck. All right, guys. Let's play Stab. This first segment's called This Was Today Once. We're starting out with Walker Glenn. On this date, 629, Dagobert I is crowned king of the Franks. You know what else? On this very date, 1929, the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council overrules the Supreme Court of Canada in Edwards versus Canada when it declares that women are considered persons under Canadian law. Yeah, 1929. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Well, John, there's only one way that I know how to celebrate both Canadian women and my favorite King of the Franks at the same time, and that is by eating Franks with a woman from Canada. Yeah, that makes sense, right? This year I went to Top Dog with Ottawa native Alanis Morissette, and I got to tell you guys, between bites of bratwurst, we talked about how old King Bert was the last member of the Merovingian dynasty to wield any real royal power. Alanis commented, actually, that she found the name Top Dog to be very ironic. And I did not correct her because I think even King Dago would have understood that October 18th isn't about the proper definition of irony. It is about celebrating women as equals.
Very good. Thank you very much, Walker Glenn.
Thank you.
Sounds like you had a good day. George Chen. On this date in 1960, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Belgian martial artist, actor and producer and screenwriter, was born. Also on this date, 1954, Texas Instruments introduces and announces the first transistor radio. That hit someone. That was an aha moment for somebody. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events?
Thanks for asking, John.
You're welcome.
If I could cue the Enya music that I ordered. Nope. Enya music? All right.
Wait.
The voice of Enya should be in the background while you hear a Belgian accent saying, "We've had ups and downs, glorious triumphs, and rock-hard bottoms." That's my impression of Jean-Claude Van Damme. I could see how turning 55 would make you take pause and take stock of your life in the public eye. And you might think maybe you should celebrate by eating Belgian waffles on a Sunday morning. But actually, the more identified meal of Belgium is French fried potatoes with mayonnaise. Mm. So you could do that. I was thinking about Jean-Claude Van Damme having this sibling rivalry with the transistor radio. 6 years his elder. Gnawing at his soul. The transistor radio is important because before that, all radios had vacuum tubes, which are very fragile and heavy and hot. And now with the transistor, you could have a pocket radio. One might say a precursor to other pocket music devices that now exist. Just like Jean-Claude Van Damme revolutionized the martial arts cinema market, the Texas Instruments transistor radio revolutionized music listening forever. But Jean-Claude Van Damme, age 55, stares into a mirror, just feeling empty inside, feeling like maybe life hasn't been worth it. Maybe his 55 years on this earth, rock hard butt and all, would have been better avoided. And much like his film from 1994, Time Cop, he imagines going back in time to Texas in 1954 to destroy the transistor radio, preventing his own conception, because his parents in 1959, clearly in Belgium in a classic Belgian simca, would have fornicated to the hit song "How Took Van Mier" by Ben Benny. The Eurovision 1959 Belgian song entrance. But sadly, time travel is not an actuality, but middle age crises are, guys. Middle age crises are. So you can't kickbox a Grim Reaper, you guys. You can, but then you got six more games you got to do with him. That's the thing about it. So by celebrating this day, I picked up a quarter with my butt cheek. Which, tip, it's really easy if you don't wear pants. Just sit on that quarter for a while and get up. That's how I celebrated.
Very good, George Chen. Jesse Jones. On this date, 1939, Lee Harvey Oswald, American assassin of John F. Kennedy, was born. Also on this date, 1968, the U.S. Olympic Committee suspends Tommy Smith and John Carlos for giving the Black Power salute during the victory ceremony in the Mexico City Games. Yeah. How did you choose to celebrate these aforementioned events?
I really don't like what I think you're insinuating here, John. Let me get what I'm pretty sure you're implying here straight. Did I hear you just come out on worldwide, globally available podcast audio file? Don't forget to subscribe to Stab on iTunes, Stitcher, and your preferred podcasting app. Or visit us on stabforgold.com. That's Stab, the number four, gold.com. And accuse the Black Panthers of assassinating John Fitzgerald Kennedy the first?
That's not what I said at all.
Is that what I just made up you having disgustingly said? Did you really just have your words interpreted to mean that vile, reprehensible thought? I can't believe I and I alone heard that disgusting statement and then attributed it to you. You should be ashamed of the thing I just said you did. What terrible statement can I make up that you've said next, John? What? Am I going to say that you said that the tobacco industry was somehow responsible for faking the moon landing? My heavens, John. How could you have not said such a damning thing for me to completely and falsely implicate you of having said? Good gosh, John. How could I even imagine you could say something so outrageous, so despicable as blaming the fall of the Twin Towers on September 11th, the year of our Lord 2001? On a joint terror operation between Planned Parenthood and the National Endowment for the Arts. What kind of despicable creature am I presenting you potentially as? So I guess what I'm saying is that I spent today inserting your horrific retroactive involvement in atrocities and conspiracies all across the Wikipedia. And from what I've read that I've written, you're a monster.
That was This Was Today Once. Oh, fuck off. Sorry. Take this all right. Next segment. Following segment, called Reorganization. We did it last time. We're doing it again. You didn't pay to get in. Yeah. Take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym, POTUS. POTUS.
POTUS.
POTUS. Hmm. Walker Glenn, in honor of Obama just being here.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Yep.
I think he'd be very pleased with what's happening.
I think
here.
So too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is
endorsed by him. Well, this one has kind of a personal connection to me. You're a father, right?
Yes.
I am as well.
Oh my God.
And POTUS actually stands for pulling out too understatedly. And this acronym applies to all the parents out there who thought that pulling out was a safe method of birth control. It's not. It turns out you can get somebody pregnant from pre-cum. I know because my own son was actually POTUS'd into existence. I love you, accident. Oliver. I love you, Oliver. Thank you.
Very good, Walker Glenn. Pulling out too understatedly. Okay, very good. George Chen, what does POTUS mean to you?
All right, so seeing as this is a podcast, it's a great way to make a name for yourself in comedy to be on the hottest podcast in the 916/530. I don't know what you guys do with your area codes.
707.
So it's a chance for me to engage in activity I call too soon, which is I make an acronym for something that is too offensive for even me to believe in. But it is POTUS, patently offensive, the Umpqua shooter. Exactly. It's patently offensive. It's fine. So you just use it as you would say. Like POTUS showed up at the White House today. Great. Like I said, I don't believe in it. That's why I'm doing it on a podcast. Here you guys
go. George Chen, very good. Very good.
No.
Following the belief in the philosophy of STAB, if we shouldn't say it, that means it goes on the show. So, Jesse Jones, POTUS, what does it mean to you?
Well, this is funny. I mean, well, you and Walker, your parents, right? So that's it's really funny how this works out. I don't. POTUS actually represents a staple of the frontier diet that often meant the difference between surviving the trek through a snowy pass or becoming another kind of meal altogether. POTUS stands for Pappy's Old Timey Umbilical Stew. Its recipe is old as them hills. Dating back to before they kept track of such things. Pappy's old-timey umbilical stew began as necessity, continued as delicacy, and remains as tradition. Back in the 18-something or others, most families lived their entire lives on the road from one far-flung corner of the continent to the t'other. A wagon loaded with kin would set forth from Philadelphia, roll through St. Louis on its way to Oregon, arrive, turn around, and set right back off again for no real reason whatsoever. They was simpler times. So when's a new member of the family finally sloshed out from twixt their mammy's nethers? Well, let me tell you what. The whole wagon got to eat to their fill that week to properly prepare a good, hearty, stick-to-your-ribs-and-glaze-your-esophagus umbilical stew.
Oh, God.
First, you snip off the umbilicus. Set that fleshy nutrient tube aside. I mean, that only makes sense. Then there's what some fancy doctor type might call the placental discharge. But what good old frontierin folk only knew as the disgusting human baby garbage. You slop all that meaty sack of yuck into a pot. Simmer for a day or three with some diced potatoes and pond water. Till it's nice and viscous.
Oh, God damn it.
Then here's a fun trick. While it's boiling down to a nice meaty mash, leave the cord out to petrify. Then pass around the umbilical straw for the whole family to get a good old slurp. Eats like this is what helped a man live to the ripe old age of 31. While on the wandering, nonsensical trail.
Very good.
I've had that.
What'd you
eat? I've had it. It's good.
On Valencia Street.
It's in the street tacos, right? That's
A lot of calamari is actually just discarded umbilical cord.
Yeah.
I heard of This American Life about it.
That's... This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. I don't know if this is moderately racist to have this music.
What? I mean, wrong race.
It's a haiku, yeah. Right? Yeah. Whatever. Topical haiku challenge. Please have written three topical haiku in regards to the following topical story. Speaking before the United Nations Security Council during an emergency meeting, the new Israeli ambassador, Danny Dannon, displayed a Palestinian diagram meant to incite violence entitled "How to Stab a Jew." Yeah.
This is news.
I'm not making this up. He had a pamphlet that said "How to Stab a Jew." Please have written three haiku. Please have written three haiku in regards to this topical story that I'm uncomfortable talking about again already. So, one at a time, please.
You'd think a guy with a job that serious would just go by Dan, right?
Danny. Very good. That's funny. Very observational.
All right. That was longer.
That was really good.
All right. It's George, in case you forgot. Your name is Dannon, like the yogurt. You go hurt the Israeli brand.
That was a rhyming haiku. Yeah.
Rhyme in the middle.
Yeah, that was very good.
It's quality.
Jesse Jones.
My first is entitled Sacred Practices. After removing from the Jew, just boil the knife to keep it kosher.
Oh, wow. Speaking before a United Nations Security Council during an emergency meeting, the Israeli ambassador showed the diagram. He's showing the diagram. We're not okay. I feel like I need to reiterate that we are not okay with stabbing Jews. Is that if stab is nothing? Okay. The second of three, please.
Palestine looks bad for assuming its people don't know what knives are. I didn't like it either.
How to?
All right. We're just taking it on. Well, okay. A lesson for kids should work across all language. Yo, stabba, stabba.
Again, sort of tying into Walker's a little bit. Second one is titled "You Never Stop Learning." Boy, is my face red. To think, all this time I've been stabbing my Jews wrong.
You guys, I'm Russian Jew, so this is okay. All right. The third of three, please. Walker Glenn.
How to Stab a Jew. Worst episode so far of Stuff You Should Know Yet. Shame on you, Josh and Chuck. Shame on you.
Very good.
United Nations Embassy on Vacation. Shows called Stab Don't Help.
Very good. Very good. Very good. That was double meta.
Nice.
Very good.
Doesn't George help that in the last couple months we've had several stabbings in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Famous stab victim.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that took down the French train, yeah.
He really got stabbed.
Yeah.
It really bumps us down in our Google search results.
Yeah, it really did. If you search Sacramento stab, we are like the 10th page.
Yeah.
Fucking hero.
All
right.
Yeah.
Third of three. Take us home. Bring us home.
My third is titled "It Would Kill You." Stab. Fine. Whatever. But booby. When you don't call, that cuts the deepest.
That was a topical haiku challenge. Oh, that was really good. This next segment is called Movie Makeup. Gentlepersons, here are some movie titles we made up. Please give them a synopsis based off the provided titles. Glenn, the name of your... Glenn Walker. The title of the movie you were given, which only reads funnily, The Pseudo-Pterodactyl.
Yes.
You see, because there's a P...
two silent P's. Silent alliteration.
The Pseudo-Pterodactyl. Let's hear that movie. What's that about?
A divorced dad estranged from his family, Tom Colvin would do anything to see his kids again. But the only thing his ex-wife is more passionate about than the restraining order she has slapped on him is her love of paleontology. Poor Tom doesn't know what to do until he sees the ad his wife placed for a nanny, and he hatches a plan just zany enough to work. Enter Tom's reptilian alter ego, Tanya Pterodactyl, expert in childcare and the world's only living dinosaur. Or so Tom's ex-wife thinks. Watch hilarity ensue as Tom/Tanya tries to get dinner on the table with only his little dino claws to cook with. Tolerate his ex-wife's stuffy new boyfriend and win back the love of his kids. This Christmas, take the whole family to see this hysterical Jurassic farce. And just in case we're not being clear, it's just like Mrs. Doubtfire, only the guy is pretending to be a pterodactyl.
Very good, Walker Glenn.
Thank you.
The Pseudo-Pterodactyl.
It's very sad what happens to that actor that plays the Pseudo-Pterodactyl.
He goes extinct. Self-extinct. George Chen, the name of your movie is called Blister Sisters 2.
Blister Sisters 2.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jody and Donna are back at it. Mullets are flying. You love this ragtag band of 70s long-distance runners called the Blister Sisters when Blister Sisters 1 came out, and we called it Blister Sisters 1 for some reason. The smash hit will have you wondering, will Sally and Greta stay roommates in college, or will they find new roommates? Can the blisterhood resist the entropy of adult friendships? For some reason, an excessive amount of CGI in this movie. Leonard Maltin says, weirdly, the only reason this movie does not pass the Bechdel test is they have to dispose of a male corpse. That's it. It's a Blister Sisters.
Very good, George Chen. Very good. A Blister Sisters. Jesse Jones, the name of the movie you've been given is called Dick Smash. Dick Smash. There's an exclamation. I had to yell it. There Dick Smash! All right, go for
there
it.
There was an exclamation point.
There was.
In a town where the cops are dirtier than you've ever seen, and the mob runs the streets with a new designer drug called Lingus. Only one man has got what it takes to keep the innocent safe. Detective Dick Smash. Big Daddy Meat Hook runs the ladyboys and the drugs in New Rectum City. And when sweet, innocent Felicity Fellatio gets tangled up in Meat Hook's web of sin, only one man is equipped to set things straight. Detective Dick Smash. But look out, Dick. Felicity might not be as innocent as she seems. And she just might thank you for your troubles with a 10-inch surprise. In this, the first triple X-rated hardcore gay bareback pornography production ever nominated for not only an AVN award for best anal-themed feature, but also a Golden Globe for best picture. Dick Smash breaks down your notions of just how moving, poignant, and heartfelt a a Bukkake blowbang scene can truly be. Mm. Dick Smash. Starring. It's fun to say, guys. It's fun to say. Say. Just say it.
Dick Smash.
Dick Smash.
Yeah, it's fun to say.
That's the name of the episode.
Dick Smash. Starring Elliot Thickrod as Dick Smash. Mona Lada as Felicity Felatio. Leroy Thunderstick Flexman as Big Daddy Meathook. And introducing Daisy Cramhole as Flesh Flaps, the human puppet. Now playing in an adult video store arcade near you.
Very good.
Dick Smash?
Dick Smash.
Dick Smash. Dick Smash. Plural Dick Smash together.
Dick Smash. This is our final segment of the night, a fan favorite. It's called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Write an Erotic Poem About It. Please have written an erotic poem in regards to the following topics. Glenn, the erotic, Glenn Miller.
Glenn Campbell, please.
Walker Glenn.
At I'm Walker here on Twitter. No apostrophe. I'm going to get it tonight.
_ 38. Please have written an erotic poem in regards to world peace.
All right.
World peace.
I just titled this poem just now. Okay. This poem is called World Peace, spelled P-I-E-C-E.
Right.
Did I spell peace right?
I think you did.
Okay, thank you.
Peace.
Yeah, there we go. If every hand in the world put down its weapon and picked up a dildo, there would be no more fighting. There would be no more pain. The ground would be wet, but not wet with rain. And not wet with the blood of the fallen, but wet with copulence, sticky with jizz. Because I have a dream, and oh, here's what it is. Gets a little Susie in there. Yeah. Instead of fighting, fucking. Instead of crying, sucking. Instead of war, peace. 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 The whole world over. Hand in hand, nut to butt, making love, singing songs. Peace, love, and boning. Is that really so wrong? Thank you.
Walker Glenn. Very good. On 12 hours notice, not even that much. George Chen, please have written an erotic poem about the singer Jewel.
All right.
Jewel.
Jewel.
Singer. Jewel.
Starting, the scene is 1992. We crossed eyes across the San Diego food knot bombs. And I thought, be still my heart, for it is now the same as this lentil mush. She invited me into her VW van. Of her snaggletooth, I was a fan. She grew up a Mormon in Homer, living like winter's bone. She was meant for me, and I was meant to drool. She said she went to school in Interlochen MI. While we got busy interlocking our thighs. She played with the Rugburns, but I felt my world turn. Then she got discovered, and the tiny lights all blurred. I wanted to polish that jewel. Spit polish that jewel. What a gem. What a conflict-free stone. There was a bidding war, but she did not accept my advance. Happy Alaska Day.
Very good. Very good. George Chen. Jesse Jones, please have written a poem, an erotic poem, rather, in regards to Tetris. Tetris.
Yeah.
The game.
Writes itself. My deep waiting slot. Gaping, aching, and only one thing will do. I've had my fill of blocks and L's. T's and backwards L's. This long, thin canyon is yearning for you. And there you are, hanging high and proud, pointing straight toward the opening made that only you were meant to fill. You hang there, you do. No need to rush. We both know what's coming. Let the tension build. Let the fervor build as you slowly inch toward my thin, tight, yearning slot. Tease me with your long, straight piece. While the frantic Russian melodies fill the air. With their cacophonous, expectant glee. Enter me, complete me, and then you're gone. To start again this beautiful dance. My oh, fuck, no! Oh! I didn't mean to do that! Fucking bullshit!
Very good! That was Stab! One more time for Walker Glenn, George Chen, Jesse Jones. If you guys like to hear more Stabs, please go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stab4gold.com, stab, the number 4gold.com. See us at Stab Show on Twitter, SoundCloud. If you'd like to put a face to the name, please go ahead and check us out on, where are we at? We're on YouTube. That's where. One more time for Lost Weekend Video here. Come back here.
I'm here every week.
Yeah, be here even if we're not. Thank you guys for coming out. Have a good night. Thank you.